This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Down, thoughts high, and moods good. Let's hope that's the case. This is the Good Day program in our American Family Farmer. Every week at this time, we get together to discuss what's going on in the American Family Farm with American Family Farmers. Who are they? Why are we focused on them? We're focused on them because there's a problem. There's a problem with food supplies. There's a farm problem generally. The activists who are well-intentioned sometimes screw things up. I'll give you a couple of examples of that as we go through our conversation today. I put this program together based on my experience as a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life, and my experience as a broadcaster. I have been in the raw milk business. I have been in the regular dairy business. I have never been in the meat business because I love my cows and I don't eat my friends. And that's, people always chuckle when they hear me say that. As a matter of fact, I think the first time I met our guest today, I told her that, or I shared that with her. And when you find out who she is and understand her background, you'll know why it is that we are simpatico. This program is not only aimed at the family farmers in America, but the businesses that support them, and of course the locavores, the people who eat and use the produce and dairy that is produced on their farms. Sally Fallon Morrell is a lady who has been associated with raw milk. That's how I first met her. She's the person who's in charge, however, of a movement. I think probably that's the best way of putting it. The movement that that's connected to the Weston A. Price Foundation. Dr. Price did a lot of research into food, sustaining food, Weston A. Price travel around the world. She's written a book called Raw Milk, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness. And this is, of course, the best product that comes out of raw milk. Sally, nice to talk to you again.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
So yeah, what is...
When we grass feed our cows and that fat's in the raw milk, completely raw, those give you these critical vitamins that Dr. Price found were so important for good health.
How would you say the battle is going? There's a lot of discussion. I remember when we first talked about what was going on in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. Massachusetts did allow the sale of raw milk, but it was always with a big protest and caveats, and it took me a year to convince the Board of Health, even though I didn't have to, that it would be okay to sell raw milk. The fellow who was chairman of the board used to call it white death.
Well, you'll be able to go to his funeral because you're drinking white death. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I find it interesting that people still have this perception that is based on what they're learning in the big academic circles, the
or what
policy
their doctors
schools.
What their doctors tell them. You know, on our farm, we make raw cheese. And we've had people say, oh, I'd love to eat your cheese, but my cardiologist would kill me.
Yeah.
And our answer to that is you eat our cheese and you can go to your cardiologist's funeral.
Yeah. Right. But that's the thing. Everybody lumps fat into, this is something that is commonly misunderstood, that all fats are bad because we hear the term fat and we think that people who are fat are unhealthy, and they are, but that's because they're absorbing the wrong fats. And that's
the
whole educational process in itself, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. The wrong fats are not the saturated fats. They're not the butter fats that you eat or the butter fat in the milk. The wrong fats are the industrial fats and oils.
Mm-hmm.
And they've only been around for 130 years, even 100 years. And this huge increase in chronic disease has exactly paralleled our consumption of these bad fats,
mm-hmm. So
natural fats. Yeah.
So this is an extension. A lot of people have heard of Weston A. Price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration was something that he wrote based on what he found in the primitive populations of the world, which you have sort of brought back into focus here in America. And so is this book just the next extension of that work, or is there something that's brand new here that we need to separate out from Weston A. Price?
Well, certainly there's a lot of emphasis on the fat-soluble vitamins in the book. I have a very long chapter on these vitamins, and that was Dr. Price's focus, vitamins A, D, and K, which were so high in the traditional diet, whether they were in the tropics or in the Arctic. And we only get these vitamins from animal fats, organ meats and animal fats. But there's a lot more in this book. It's funny, I actually wrote the outline for this book almost 20 years ago. I was working with Mary Enig, and we kind of jotted down an outline for a book on fats, and it just sat there in my little box on my desk all these years. Mm-hmm. And finally, I've had the opportunity to write the book. So unfortunately, Mary's no longer with us, but I've dedicated the book to her memory and tried to put into a kind of readable, you know, entertaining form this really serious subject about fats, because if we don't get the fats right, we say get your fats right, you know. Nothing else we do as far as nutrition is going to count.
Well, there's the mindset of people, and we'll take a couple of different routes here in our time together. One of them has to do with the attention. I don't know what it is about this week, but every time I go through my news feeds, 14 or 15 different sites a day that I use for my regular program, there seems to invariably be something else about vaccines and why children need them or why they don't need them. And there's a whole, if you understand immunity and the immune system, basically it's built on the things that you write about or Dr. Price wrote about. And I wondered how this influenced your rearing of your own children.
Well, my own children weren't vaccinated, and they were raised on lots of fat, lots of butter and cream and eggs, bacon, meat with the fat, organ meats. And they were, you know, honestly, they were, I won't say they were never sick, because every now and then they'd have a little one-day cold.
Yeah.
But they just didn't get sick. They were healthy kids. And what people don't realize is the number one protection against disease, the number one vitamin for our immune system, is vitamin A. And there's really only one place to get vitamin A, and it's not green vegetables and orange fruits. It's animal fats, and particularly butter. Butter from grass-fed cows, the kind of butter fat you get in raw milk, is vitamin A on steroids, so to speak, because we absorb that vitamin A much better than from any other food.
Vitamin A, vitamin D, which we're told we don't get enough of either. You see that? I don't know that there's a measurement. I get a couple of yearly physicals, and I'm always measuring D. I'm not sure what the measure is for vitamin A, and I don't know, actually, until you just brought it up, I'm not sure I actually ever focused on it or ever asked the question.
Well, it's very, very hard to test for.
Yeah.
There's really no good blood test for it. How's your night vision? You drive all right at night?
I actually have, interesting you do. You asked that. I'm going to a doctor in the next couple of days to have my, I'm getting fuzzy. I used to be able to see everything, but it's now getting fuzzy.
Yeah.
And is it cataracts, or there's not cataracts? There's something else that
macular degeneration. But really, that's really a sign that you need more vitamin A.
Okay.
And if I'm sure you eat plenty of butter, but it might be time to add some cod liver oil.
I have cod liver oil every day.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yep. I have a cod liver oil in a bottle or a supplement from Standard Process. I have a liver supplement, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
that is really the sign that you do need more. So something.
All right, so I got to keep my eye on that. All right. Hold on a second, Sally. Sally Fallon Morrell, writing Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness, here to discuss the Weston A. Price Foundation, the foods that we need to eat, how she and her organization are supporting family farms, that sort of thing. Yes, this is the American Family Farmer, and it's 16 past the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A banner year for your company.
Staples wants to help your business achieve big things with 20% back in rewards on your color printing.
Trust the pros at Staples to print whatever your business needs, like color presentations, brochures, and banners.
Prepare yourself for a banner year and banner savings
with 20% back in rewards on your color printing right now at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store. And 6/22/19 in store only. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/20back for details.
All right, we have like 18 after the hour. Not like, it is 18 past. Sally Fallon Morell is here, author of the new book, Nourishing Fats. And that's what we're talking about, the fats. We were just talking about cod liver oil and those sorts of things. Your liver is going to be taxed also, one of the things that people don't think much about. And I wonder whether, as kids, I don't know that you did, I remember getting liver and my sister sticking it in the drawer of the table because it tasted so horrible.
Well, there's good ways of making awful taste good.
Yeah.
Good ways of making liver taste good. And, you know, we used to eat liver once a week because the doctors told the moms to cook liver once a week.
Right.
That's how you prevented pernicious anemia. What they didn't realize was it prevented all sorts of diseases. So as a country, we really need to get back to eating liver from grass-fed cows.
Well, let's talk. Let's spend some time here on this. We're going to pause for some messages from a local station in a moment. But I want to get to something, an organization I am interested in and supportive of, Weston A. Price, because of how I was helped with the raw milk thing. But there's another, there are groups being developed all over the place. The Food Revolution Network, I don't know if you know them or not. There are a lot of activists who are concerned about the Environmental Protection Agency and banning things that are just plain bad for us. And I wonder if you, there are a lot of these groups that get very focused on lobbying. Do you do much of that? Is Weston A. Price
too? We don't do a lot of lobbying. We do a little. We do a little. But our focus is on the consumer, kind of changing consumer eating habits one person at a time. We sort of are approaching this from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. And trying to create a huge demand for these kinds of foods, in raw milk especially. Mm-hmm. And then once that demand comes, we have provided help to farmers who want to meet that demand.
Right.
We established the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We send out action alerts. And, you know, it is working. When we started in 1999, there were 27 states that allowed farmers to provide raw milk in one way or the other.
Right.
Excuse me. And now there are 42. So we've gone from 27 to 42.
Yep.
So that's progress. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It should be all 50 states. The ignorance around this, this is one of my hot buttons because it is just plain stupid. There's no other word for it. The kind of fear and obnoxious rhetoric that comes around this stuff is just, it's pathetic. How people get away with spreading stuff around. It's kind of like the vaccine debate, in a manner of speaking, which is all part of our food and where it comes from and our natural health and well-being, all sort of things that go together. Sally Fallon Morell here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 21 after the hour.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter.
Farming and farmers, the focus on the American family farmer. 24 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, farm advocate extraordinaire, if I do say so myself. And so is Sally Fallon Morrell, who runs the Weston A. Price Foundation and has written a book called Nourishing Fats, F-A-T-S, Why We Need Them, Health, Happiness, that sort of thing. In the book, you look through a lot of various historical literature, stuff that you talked about goes back, you made reference a few minutes ago to the fact that a century ago, when people were eating much better, there wasn't the kind of sickness and illness. We didn't have cancer and heart disease. And so people didn't live as long, but...
You know. As long as they weren't living in a tenement in the middle of a big city like New York,
right.
We were a healthy nation. We didn't have all these chronic diseases. We didn't have this epidemic of learning problems in our children. I mean, we were basically a healthy nation, and we ate, we had raw milk. We ate lots of butter, 18 pounds per person per year.
Wow.
We ate eggs, 3 to 4 times as many eggs per person as we do today. We were much healthier, and these are nutrient-dense foods that we just need to get back to.
What brought us away from them? Was it just the advent of fast food, or was there something else going on? Maybe it's just our removal from the farm and no farming. Everybody used to have a cow. When I was a kid, everybody
had
a cow.
Right. Yeah. There definitely was and is something else going on. And it was very deliberate. It was a conspiracy to convince Americans that these fats that had nourished them for generations weren't good for them, that it was vulgar to use lard and you should feel guilty if you ate butter, and pushing people towards the vegetable oils. It was really brazen. I mean, I have one article in there which shows a heart wrapped up in Fleischmann's margarine wrapper. I mean, it was so blatant, this idea that you were going to have a healthy heart if you used Fleischmann's margarine.
Well, it's like the old days back in that era. You could see actors and even doctors promoting the best cigarettes. The doctor in white coat says, "I smoke Camels because they're better than Lucky Strikes." Hello.
Right, hello. And, well, that's exactly what they got to do for the vegetable oils. They got the men in white coats to do their advertising for them. Mm-hmm. And then they made it government policy. I mean, it is government policy not to eat butter. And this really hurts certain groups. For example, the Native Americans on the reservations, they are not allowed to have in their stores anything that goes against government policy.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get the vegetable oils and the junk food garbage made of the vegetable oils.
Because they're getting the excess from the government and excess then. Yeah. Same as school lunches.
Right?
Yeah. No, go ahead. I just hear you under your breath say, don't get me started on that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, school lunches are an abomination. The children are not allowed to have whole milk on the faulty premise that this will make them gain weight. And it's just totally unscientific. And in my book, I talk about the studies showing that children on skim milk and low-fat diets end up fatter. They eat more sugar and they end up fatter. And so they're not allowed to have whole milk. The rest of the school lunches has to conform to the dietary guidelines, which are really inedible. I mean,
ridiculous.
You cannot eat that way. And then they have the vending machines selling the worst kind of junk food.
Yep.
So they go from the, I call it the puritanical lunch to the pornographic vending machine foods.
Yeah.
But no, there's nothing in the school food, whether from the lunches or the vending machines, that's actually nourishing these children and nourishing their brains.
It fills you up. It doesn't do anything for the sustenance of your body. And that's sort of the point here to the book in part anyway. Nourishing fats while we need animal fats for health and happiness. Many naturopaths, many people who are in the natural wholesome side of academics and medicine will agree. 28.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And well-being comes from having a good relationship with your local farmer. If you don't have a local farmer, then you're living in a bad neighborhood. There are even farmers in New York growing food on top of buildings, which is a new fascinating trend. I'm Doug Steffen. Sally Fallon Morrell is here with us on the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping people in the family farm business, people who use the items that are grown on our family farms. We're not talking about the huge agribusinesses. For me, they are anathema. Sally Fallon Morrell, I had a lady on this program a couple of weeks ago who had heard me take apart Monsanto and some of the things that are being done by them. It's easy to do that, and I don't want to be a part of a group that just does it because they're doing it. I'd like to think that I know what I'm talking about. And so when I referenced a couple of things like farmers being sued by Monsanto because the crops they were growing somehow or other interfered with the GMO crops that Monsanto had, and she was very upset with it. She said, "Prove it!" And I, at the moment I was talking about it, I didn't have the stuff in front of me. But I think it's pretty common knowledge that Monsanto and its ilk are trying to control the food supply, and they are doing things that are good for what you propose in your book, Nourishing Fats.
Yes, right. And, you know, of course, our biggest concern right now, well, it's two things. What these genetically modified seeds do to us, and when they started out, when we started off with GMOs, nobody talked about the gut flora very much. But now we know that they totally mess up your gut flora,
right.
And especially in young animals and growing, you know, organisms, and all of the studies show that these young animals exposed to GMO food, they get holes in their guts and they have very bad digestion and so forth. But on top of that is the herbicide Roundup. We just published in our journal the last issue an article by Stephanie Sedoff, and it is just truly disturbing. Roundup is glyphosate, and glyphosate in your body will substitute for glycine. And glycine is the key amino acid in all your cartilage, your joints and your tendons and your skin and digestive tract and everything, all the cartilage there, and the collagen, excuse me. And Stephanie believes that the epidemic of chronic pain that we're seeing today is coming from the glyphosate, messing up all our collagen, so our bodies aren't holding together very well, and people are in just a lot of pain all the time. So that's pretty serious, and you know, Europe recognizes this. They're getting rid of the glyphosate. They're getting rid of the GMOs. It's the European and Russian scientists that have done this work, and they know what the problem is. But Monsanto here and similar companies are so powerful that you just can't get anything changed from the top. And again, this is why we just don't even try that. We know that's kind of hopeless. What we're trying to do is just convince people not to eat these foods.
Yeah. The whole business, so I have, there are many things, many is the right word, but there are a lot of things that the new administration is doing that I support. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things they're doing that I don't support.
Yeah.
One of them is this, the agriculture, I wasn't sure at first. I didn't like what I heard about Purdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, and then some of my farm friends said, well, you ought to pay more attention because he's trying to do things different. And then this guy Pruitt got into the EPA, and there are things the EPA has done that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other side of it is that that there are some things, for example, what we certainly know about Monsanto and the stuff that they are producing that's just not good.
And it's not, you know, it's funny, on our farm, we have a farm in southern Maryland, as you know, we produce raw cheese, we also produce pet milk, and we have come up smack against this with environmental rules being applied to our farm that are completely ridiculous.
Right,
like,
me too. Yeah.
Like you can't take a tree out of a stream, you know, or if some little plant is growing here, then you can't graze your cows there.
Yeah.
And the people who came to inspect our farm, I tried to explain to them about managed grazing and all this, and they were totally dismissive of that.
Yeah, no, they're very arrogant.
Yes.
Ignorance and arrogance is a Molotov cocktail, and that's what we're dealing with.
And basically said, no, we need cheap food.
Yeah.
And you certainly you don't expect to make money on your little farm. I mean,
why is that your business?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And that's the kind of, I had a kid who had just gotten out of one of the public sector schools that was trained in supposed dairy culture, and he came to the farm, and he's looking around at stuff, and he says, well, that's not right over there. And I said, what's wrong with it? Well, it says here on page 46 that you're not allowed to do that. And I said, really? Let me see page 46. And he showed it to me. I said, well, I've been around cows all my life. I don't know from nothing about page 46. What I know is that what you're saying is foolish. And if you look, and I brought him and showed him what we were doing and why it made sense. And he, at the end, was talking to himself, but at least he kind of got my drift, and I sent him away because I was not going to do what he wanted me to do. But that's sometimes what you got to do, and a lot of farmers don't have that much gumption. You're full of brass, and you're right out there, and I am too, but a lot of people
actually said, well, you know, good for you, Sally, you're defending what you're doing. So there was a good cop, bad cop who came to our farm, they kind of hinted that we had too many cows on our land. And I said, well, we're doing managed grazing. You can have a lot more cows if you do managed grazing. And they said, oh, but it's so much work. And
what's that going to do with you?
I know.
It's not the government. So this is why Trump has the support that he does, because there's too much regulation, too many regulators.
Exactly.
I had a guy come to my farm. Oh, there's a puddle over in the driveway. We're going to regulate that because of the waterway.
Yes,
I said, are you out of your effing mind?
Yeah, this is exactly what they said. This little stream of yours, that's a federal waterway. And, you know, the original act was only for navigable waterways.
Right.
And then
rivers
Obama said, oh, no, it's for all water. a puddle on your farm, we can regulate.
Nonsense.
And, but meanwhile, they're not doing anything about the real polluters, which are the big guys.
Yeah.
And it's the same old thing. When you have regulations, no matter how good they sound, they always end up being used against the little guy.
Right, and the big guys have the money to push, and they put all of their pals into these various offices to get things pushed in their direction, and then they go back to work for their companies, their respective companies.
Yeah.
What we don't have is a focus on growing healthy plants so that animals can be healthy, and this is at the root. This
no
lady
focus on nutrient density.
No.
And it's sort of like, well, we can't have expensive food because we need cheap food.
Yeah.
Well, what about affordable, healthy food?
Yeah.
You know, we're so smart. We're this great nation. Can't we all sit down and get together and figure out a way to have affordable, healthy food? But nobody is looking there.
Well, but the money trail brings us around to understanding that if you look at the board of directors of Monsanto and Dow and whatever the other American companies are, Agrimont also, but to a lesser extent anyway, but you look at ADM and Cargill, and then you go over to the drug companies, and you look at the boards of directors for the drug companies.
Yes.
Hello, how many of the same names do you see on both sides?
And you know what, I really think, people say, ask me, you know, where is the opposition to raw milk coming from? And I really think when you scrape away all the layers, it's coming from the pharmaceutical industry, because the kind of dairying we do does not use hormones. We don't use antibiotics.
Nope.
And, you know, animal feed is their number one market for antibiotics. And the people who drink the raw milk don't need inhalers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy.
Right.
And I think ultimately this is where the opposition to raw milk is coming from.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right about that. We're having a conversation with Sally Fallon Morrell as to how it applies, how the Weston A. Price Foundation applies to farmers who follow in those footsteps, like I have, and others who are locavores that are using the food. They want to find the food that she's talking about at the website. You go to westonaprice.org, and you'll see a lot of the things, including donating to help becoming a member, help keep their stories and the information alive. And Sally's book is called Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness. More on that in a matter of moments here, 44 past the hour. If you're hiring for your farm, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place has not usually been enough to find quality candidates. You need a herdsman, need somebody to be a production person, you need somebody to be a mechanic for the equipment, whatever it is you need. The perfect hire is available by going no further than ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to hundreds of job sites instead of just one. Find candidates anywhere, not just in your backyard. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the right person for your farm or your agricultural business. They're not hiding. They're there in plain sight. You just got to hit all the websites so everybody knows what you're looking for. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is available now, free. We have a deal. You use it first by just going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and explain what you want and having them help you out, and it won't cost you. So try it. See how it works for you. That is great farm employees, ag employees at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, which can negatively affect the heart. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. People with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely of having a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
The future of printing is here, and so are the savings.
The reinvented HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now at Staples.
They're smart, mobile, and secure.
So you can easily print, scan, and copy remotely from your mobile device.
And now at Staples, save up to 20% on the all-new HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Plus, save up to $50 more in-store when you trade in your old printer.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/4/19. See store or staples.com/HP OfficeJet Pro to learn more.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
That's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Our podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com every week. Something different. The current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com focuses on news that there may be hope on the horizon for dairy farmers, maybe by the third or fourth quarter of this year. Predictions are that prices could rise by that time. Also on the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, I welcome Will Hendrick, who is the attorney and manager of the North Carolina Pure Farms Initiative, Pure Waters Campaign, and a fellow named Soren Rundquist, who is the director of spatial analysis for the Environmental Working Group. We are talking in this podcast about the alliance that's aiming to strengthen a global network of leaders protecting your right to clean water, the farm's right to clean water. The Environmental Working Group's mission is to empower folks to live healthier lives in a healthier environment, and they want that to start on the farm, which is appropriate because all health-related things start with the food we eat. We are what we eat, so we want the farm to be a really good, clean place. And they talk on this podcast about research, education. They drive consumer choice and civic action, what people talk about, what they read about. And so that's all part of the discussion as to clean water and the farm at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, my opinion section, I'm talking about subsidies provided in the new farm bill. What an outrage. All of us who are family farmers should be just absolutely yelling at the top of our voices about that. Pretty damned outrageous. All right, so it's all there and inclusive and included in the American Family Farmer Show podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, 47 after the hour, a few more minutes here with Sally Fallon Morrell, who's written a book, Nourishing Fats, about the animal fats that we need to have. You'll be entertained when you read the book. Kind of shocking, some of the stuff, but for sure her theme of butter, eat more butter, and real milk, the whole idea of that. If you look for that logo, real milk, there's a blog about milk. I, because of being a dairy farmer, I'm more prone to talk about it. And people criticize me, Sally, because I don't have as much dairy discussion on this program as I do produce, but there aren't that many dairy farmers anymore. They've all been run out by the various processes that have brought milk. I mean, we're bringing milk in from New Zealand and China.
Oh, I know. It's that milk protein concentrate, which is illegal, actually.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say, that what I think the thing that we're proudest of at the Weston A. Price Foundation is our chapter system. Mm-hmm. We have over 500 chapters worldwide, and if you're looking for these wonderful kinds of foods, raw milk, you know, grass-fed animal foods, eggs, produce, good, you know, good quality produce, go to WestonAPrice.org and click on local chapters. And each local chapter, their number one job is to keep a food list of what's available in your area. So they will tell you where the raw milk is. They will tell you where to get the good eggs, whether it's directly from the farm or local stores. And I think that's just a wonderful service that we give. And this is our philosophy. Let's create customers for these farmers. Yeah. And any farmer listening to this, make sure that your local chapter knows about you, because they're going to send customers your way.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing. That's what you did to help me. We had at one point in time before the weather kind of drove me out a couple of years ago. I'm about to get started again. But we had 4,000 people who were in our database for raw milk at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly in the hotbed of places where you'd expect to find raw milk. But anyway, there are lots of really positive things, and that's why I focus on this book and the idea of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sally Fallon Morell, again, the book, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fats for Health and Happiness. Find it at the WestonAPrice.org website or on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Sally, good to have you back again. Good to talk with you. It's 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer, and this week, Doug has left North America to travel to Ireland to speak with a very special guest about how family farms there survive the bad weather, the harsh Irish terrain, and Brexit.
Tony Kirby is a gentleman in Ireland who knows farming, and because this is the American Family Farmer, I wanted to get his overview of some things while I'm traveling here in Ireland. I'm trying to find out about how farming took place on these areas on the coastal Atlantic side of Ireland that can be pretty rough in the wintertime. So how does agriculture survive here?
Well, we have two types of farming going on in Ireland, essentially. Two-thirds of the farming here would be what you could describe as techno-farming, you know, quite intensively farmed the land. And one-third of it, then, is low-intensity farming. And obviously, the techno-farming takes place in all the good land, and all the land is more marginal for farming. Then you have the low-intensity farming because it doesn't lend itself to high-intensity farming. And those areas where the low-intensity farming are going on are mostly concentrated in the mountains of the west of Ireland, because all of our Atlantic coastline is mountainous, and on offshore islands, because they do not lend themselves to the high intensity farming. And because of low intensity sheep or cattle farming, that means that they're very interesting in terms of biodiversity and the cultural landscape, like the archaeology, because the high intensity farming doesn't lend itself to those things. So we have very rich ecological and cultural landscapes in the west of Ireland in the mountains because of this low intensity farming, which is about one third of our farming.
One of the things that we learned here was the focus of farmers. You mentioned the environment, the ecology. There used to be a lot of peat bogs, or there probably still are around here. Farmers used to cut them up and dry them and burn them. Mm-hmm. But now the government says we don't want you to do that anymore to the farmers, and the farmers don't seem to like that. Is that true?
Yeah, well, that's kind of off my subject matter slightly, because in the Burren we don't have any peat. It's a limestone area. But in other mountains, the Burren is largely the only area, mountainous area in the west of Ireland, that is limestone. All the rest of the mountains of West Ireland are the bog, are the peat, where you cut the turf. And I suppose this came from the European Union initially, rather than the Irish government, saying that these areas are called special areas of conservation, which we have across 28 countries in the European Union, which are considered to be of real interest in terms of biodiversity and have to be protected, and you can't have fertiliser, land improvements, or in the case of the mountains of the west of Ireland, you can't have the cutting of the turf there, because they're ecologically, they're rare ecosystems at a world level. So obviously the people have been cutting it for generations, and the government now with the coming directive coming to the European Union is leaning on the farmers to say you've got to back off in the areas which are special areas of conservation. I suppose peatlands we've left, which are of high ecological value, I think will probably have to be saved, and I would be in favour of saying, because they're exceedingly important in terms of ecology at a world level, no exaggeration.
And here on the west coast, the Atlantic coast, a lot of, especially during the winter months, the cattle are feeding on these areas that would otherwise seem to be prohibitive in terms of grazing.
Well, in the mountains of the west of Ireland, which are the bog, generally in the winter you'll have the sheep there. The cattle will not thrive on the bog in the mountains. The Burren is the only area of the west of Ireland which is limestone, mountainous, and for that reason we have the cattle here in the winter on the hills. They will survive on them. They are transferred from the valleys in summer to the hills in winter, and they are put onto these stony limestone pavement tin soil hills in winter because they won't destroy the pasture. Generally in Ireland the cattle go into the sheds for 4 months a year to feed us because you leave them outdoors. Heavy beast ranging, they'll rip up your pasture. But on the Burren we have a rare farming regime at world level whereby the cattle are transferred to stony hills in winter because the soil is this gravelly soil, it resists destruction by the cattle, and we have the cattle in the hills in winter, and this is a really beneficial effect on the ecology and the archaeology, because they stop the scrub from advancing and thus protect a really interesting wild flower mix internationally, to protect the limestone pavement, which is geologically rare, and to protect the archaeology as well by just slowing down the scrub. And there's no agrochemicals, just natural, the droppings of the animals. And so it's when the cattle withdraw in April every year and go back to the valleys, the tourist comes, and they then enjoy the remarkable visual aspect of the landscape, the limestone pavement, the geology, archaeology and botany. But these things are intrinsically linked to low scale pasture in the hills in winter conducted by the farming. So it's one third of our farming is like that, low scale, big beneficial effects on the environment, the biodiversity and tourism. Two thirds of it then would be more towards more techno farming.
Tony Kirby, great Irishman. You like that? I like that, bro. Most everybody's going to be, what's he saying? What did he just say? Thanks, Tony. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer visiting in Ireland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.